Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, with great reason, too, by the way. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We got a great show lined up for you the rest of the hour. We got Dror Lever back on the show. Dror Lever is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and CISO of Coronet, an award-winning cloud security provider, working with a lot of small businesses and small to medium-sized businesses. He's got decades of cyber tech experience. He's the former chief information officer for the Israeli Defense Forces military police. That's some pretty high stuff right there. That'll tell you what kind of credentials and capability he has. And we're so fortunate he's been hanging out with us a little bit, all the way from Tel Aviv. Dror Lever, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back as always. So, The thing that keeps hitting us in the face, the reality that we're experiencing, is that the cyber bad guys are coming down market. They're coming after us. I get every week I get two or three fake ransom emails. You know, where they try to convince me that I've that they're controlling my computer, and that if I don't, you know, blah blah blah, and I guess some people buy that, and I see other emails, Dror, where they're not like that. I mean, they're trying to get me to click on, and they're so darn good. I mean, and sometimes Dror, they actually land at a moment when I'm expecting something like that from a business that I work with or a company I buy from or whatever. Their timing and the way they fit with your day sometimes, it's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. So obviously the bad guys are going down market into the SMB world because the SMB world is less protected. So it's the mass distribution model, because if in like 3, 4, 5 years ago, they went after the very big companies and with one hit, they got millions of dollars, they're very happy now going after small businesses and with every hit getting, you know, $10,000 here, $20,000 there. Now for them, it might sound like peanuts, but when they hit 100 companies like that, that's millions of dollars. And for a small business, getting hit with a $50,000 attack, that's devastating.
That's right.
That's devastating. And I know this firsthand from our customers that before they become our customers, when they got hit, normally people start thinking about cybersecurity after the horses fled the barn already, after they've been hit once.
I want to come back to what you were just saying about how we're more of an easier target. There are a couple of reasons for that. One of them is technology. We don't have the layers of impermeability that the bigger guys are capable of having, whether they have it or not. They're capable of having that. They got the money. And number two is we don't have the training, because we're probably more peer-to-peer. In the big companies, they've got cyber Nazis that are up there. You know, one guy controls how everybody uses their computer almost. Whereas in a small business, you got more peer to peer, more decentralized. You have to train everybody in your operation what to do, and sometimes that training falls through the cracks, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I wanted to talk about, because I think that to expect a small business who's struggling to survive in their core business, to expect them to become cyber experts is unreasonable.
Yeah.
But there are other options. And what I wanted to discuss today was the whole concept of an MSP.
Right.
An MSP is a managed service provider. A lot of small businesses already use one to manage their computers, to manage their telephony, maybe if they have a firewall. But the vast majority of small businesses do not use their MSP for security, and they should.
Right. Now, when, now, when
that's
you say,
really what
when
I wanted to chat about.
When you say an MSP, we're going to talk about it more after the break, but give us give us an example of what an MSP is. What does it look like? Can we hold it in our hand? Is it a person? Is it a company? What is it?
It's a company. It's a company that is basically an outsourced IT group. So instead of having your own IT people, you hire somebody who's that's their entire job. They run around between companies, mostly servicing small businesses, and they help normally within the geography, within their own neighborhood.
They might host your website.
They might do that as well.
Keep
absolutely.
Your files behind their firewall if they've got a data center type of thing, maybe something like that.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Dror. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Dror Lever and I will be right back. And I'm going to bring up what's been going on in some of the municipalities in Florida, some of the nightmares they've had down there about this. Quick break, 20 after. Free tips.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.